listening to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com.
Freak out in the moon age day.
fresh supermarket. Such a deal may not be paid up. Find fresh from the supermarket.
Good morning, and welcome to Radio Obsession. It's 10 minutes after 10, Sunday, January 24th. You are tuned to All Independent Radio. Webcasting to the world from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts, I'm Sarah. I'll be here till noon spinning discs for you. And even though they're not records on a turntable, they're still discs for the most part, spinning in CD players. I'm not all about iPods and MP3s yet, but we're sort of edging that way, I guess. Guten Morgen, Ohayo gozaimasu. Good morning to you wherever you are. Guten Tag. I guess, because if you're hearing me in Germany, it's not morning anymore. We started off with a most excellent rocking legendary band from Cleveland called the Easter Monkeys with their classic hit Cheap Heroin. That's off of the Cleveland Confidential compilation that was out, came out many years ago. And we're just going to play a lot of music for you. I've got a whole bunch of stuff planned out and a bunch of stuff that we will randomly throw together for the rest of it. So hopefully you will enjoy it. And if you feel like emailing, I won't be emailing you back during the show, but if you feel like commenting or anything, you can write to me at radioobsession@gmail.com. That's one word, Radio Obsession. One long word with two funny looking O's right in the middle. But I would love to hear from you and hear where you are listening. Because it's very... I'm curious. So we're going to start off with a long set of music to get you going on your Sunday morning. Or Sunday afternoon, wherever you are, if the case fits. And last week, I played something off of this PJ Harvey record. It's the John Peel Sessions, actually just called the Peel Sessions, 1991 to 2004. My sister gave this to me for my birthday. It was sitting in a bag, unlistened to, from August until about last week, and I said, hey, let me check this out. And it's really cool. PJ Harvey appeared on the John Peel radio program, I guess. He recorded many, 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 many artists over the years and was a very famous radio broadcaster in England with the BBC. He passed away a couple years ago. But PJ Harvey did a couple of recording sessions with him. And We're going to hear a song called Victory that you probably know from her 1991 John Peel session.
Cause I can lose everything in a minute. attitude. It's not fair to put you against all of the years behind, 'cause history kind of pales when it ends.
Turn, though I love to leave the past behind. tears that I'm crying. It's only you and I'm losing. Guess I'm losing.
Some time. Just not your day. Distress with All Independent Radio. Listen to us live at NEIALive.com. All Independent Radio. Webcasting to the world.
Hello again, and we are back. Back from the music. To tell you what you just heard. It was kind of a long set, but sometimes there's a time for talking and sometimes it's just a good time to listen to music. Sunday morning falls into that category, I think, for the most part. Still resting up my voice a little bit, getting over some laryngitis that kind of won't go away, which is annoying. But I soldier on with no whining. We started off the last set with PJ Harvey, as I was talking about from the Peel sessions, some sessions she did with John Peel. Back, that one was from 1991, and the record that she put out, the CD that she put out, sort of as a tribute to John Peel, covers a couple of sessions she did over a number of years, starting in 1991 and ending in 2004. We heard Robert Pollard from Normal Happiness with a song called I Feel Gone Again. And there are a lot of short songs on this record, about a minute in length. Going back to the true punk spirit, even though it's not the Sex Pistols. I know a punk when I see one. I guess I'd call Robert Pollard a punk. He, of course, being the mastermind behind Guided by Voices, in case you were wondering, why does that name sound familiar? They broke up a couple years ago, but he is one of the most prolific writers I have ever come across, and one of the best concerts I ever saw, and unbelievable, was Guided by Voices at the Paradise Theater in Boston. And they just played incredible numbers of songs with all these, you know, complicated lyrics, and at the same time polishing off three or four bottles of whiskey and many beers. So if you didn't see him, you missed a show, that's for sure. But Robert Pollard will still be around, and he's still a remarkable guy. Then we heard Beck, Guess I'm Doing Fine, from Sea Change, and we ended up with Big Monster Fishhook, which you may never have heard of. They were a band from the Boston area back in the 90s, I guess. This record called Collecting Bugs and Pieces came out in 1994, I think. And we heard a song called Ether. Pretty cool stuff. And that kind of brings us up to date. And I think we will just continue on with some music from Cat Power after these important messages from All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com.
The Advertising Bachelor's Degree Program at the New England Institute of Art provides a solid art and design foundation combined with hands-on courses in the business and marketing side of advertising. Students begin with a foundation in color and design, photographic imaging, graphics and layout, with studies in marketing and address business issues and industry concerns facing advertising agencies. For more information, go to www.artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
Greetings, Earthlings. I come from the planet of
classic rock. All Independent Radio.
Worried about your kids going out to find drugs? You won't have to, because they're finding them in their own home. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America and the New England Institute of Art are reminding you that the abuse of prescription painkillers, stimulants, and sedatives is now ranking second in our nation, behind marijuana. 1 in 5 teens have reported abusing prescription painkillers, so be safe and hide your medicine. Don't be their dealer. This has been another community reminder from the All Independent Radio.
Thank you.
listening to Radio Obsession. Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
Bring back the good. Over.
Hello again, and I can say good morning to you for one more minute, because it's 11:59 here on the east coast of the United States. You're listening to All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'm Sarah. I'll be here with you till noon, one more hour, playing some tunes and perhaps saying something insightful, but I think we've got more music going on today than talking, so that's good. I think that's a good thing. What you've been listening to in the background under my talking is one of my favorite pieces of music by Ustad Ali Akbar Khan, a sitar genius from India. He got popular with the Western world during the 60s when the Beatles and other people were exploring Eastern music and philosophy. And he just died a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, which is a shame. But he certainly put out a lot of really fantastic music, and someday I will just play this piece in its entirety so you can listen to it without me blabbing over it. It's called Raga Chandranandan, and I believe it's a morning raga with the slow, quiet, peaceful starting up and then building into this lovely, exciting music that you're hearing. But what we were listening to without me talking all the time, we started off a pretty long set with Cat Power doing a song called Werewolf from the free CD. Them Crooked Vultures did a strange and spacey song called Interlude with Ludes from their long-awaited album that finally came out a couple months ago. They had sort of a band that just burst onto the scene with nothing recorded and was filling up stadiums and clubs and halls selling tickets without even having released a record. So that was pretty cool. Well, that's because they've got some hot shots in the band. Dave Grohl, John Paul Jones, and people from, other bands of fame and note. We also heard My Dad is Dead doing Babe in the Woods from Peace, Love, and Murder. Bjork did Hunter. And I sneaked in a slightly more commercial Them Crooked Vultures song for you, Reptiles. And we finished up with some heavy stuff from Audio Slave, The Worm, from their Out of Exile record. So, what can I tell you? If you live in the Boston area and you like going out to see live bands, there are a couple of cool shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Of Montreal is going to be playing at the Paradise Rock Club on January 27. That's this Wednesday. Cheap Trick is playing at the House of Blues on the 30th. That's next Saturday. Next Sunday, January 31st, the Super Suckers at Club Hell in Providence. On Wednesday, February 3rd, we've got Evan Dando at Great Scott. And this is kind of cool. The Magnetic Fields are going to be playing at the Wilbur Theater on February 10th. That's a Wednesday. And that's the comedy club / rock theater in the downtown Boston Theater District. What else looks interesting? Jonathan Richman's going to be here at the Middle East Upstairs on February 16th. And I don't know if it's sold out yet, but he always sells out, being the legend that he is. Who else is coming? Harvey Milk is coming in March. Voivod in March. Joanna Newsom in March at Sanders Theater on March 17th. So there's some cool stuff coming up in the Boston area. And
I hope there's good stuff wherever you are if you're not here. So we're going to get back to the music with some Giant Sand. From the Center of the Universe album. This came out a long time ago. And we're going to hear Stuck. Enjoy.
The car stopped running in the middle of the road. Beyond any phone line or 911 code. Our hopes were dismal, we'd get towed. But if we slept in that ride, we might awake upon explode. Darkest night when the sun went down. That was long after we left the last town. Not even the endless heat of day cared to stick around. It got as cold as it gets, then it got colder we found. Linkage must have jammed, cause now the Chevy she won't budge. The child sleeps on your lap and won't wake when you nudge. Left a whole world of light behind, now you hold a grudge. And as you carry the kid out, you curse the clutch. The golden clutch. It'll be a wonder if you both can avoid the death of cold. This stop used to be cake, but now it takes its toll. How can you be this unlucky just to get this unlucky old? And you're wondering what else lives in this slice of road. Your hands, you lie to your heart, you lie to your liver, you tell them they'll all survive. Ironically, you should lie there by the side of the road. Wait for the sun to come and burn off the cold. Oh. It's still dark and the thunder could mean rain. You check the child's breathing and curse the clutch again. How could no one have passed or crashed into your ride? And as the lull of sleep again attacks, the rain finds where you hide. Somewhere there's a bar filled with the careless and content. Somewhere folks are happy and they don't care which way you went. Somewhere it's even warmer than the day you just spent. And you wish them away with deplore and lament. And you lie to your hands, and you lie to your heart. You lie to yourself and all your favorite parts. Ironically, it should lie there by the side of the road. You wait on the sun. That come to mind when mud turns blood to ice. A dance that shows itself when the night becomes so spicy. A realm you never felt that steals away the light out of your soul, out of your heart takes the space. Thud of morning, you can't believe you're not dead. The kid wakes with a smile, she just wants to be fed. There were no ghosts of the past, nor dreams of the days ahead. As you stand up to stretch, you flag down a blue flatbed. And you lie to your hands, and you lie to your heart. You lie to yourself, right from the very start. Ironically, as you lie there
none of it is mine. I'll be glad if I wake up and see another day of sunshine. Trust, my dear, it's a gift you can't believe. All I have is right here, there is nothing up my sleeve. How come you still think that you know what's best for me? Last thing that I need is one of your stories. As long as I got two hands, a mouth, strings, and a melody. My child, the damn thing is wild. Into the song, beauty it does creep. And after a while of playing for the turnstiles, all I wish is that you would just go to sleep. How come you still think that you know what's best for me? Last thing that I need is one of your stories. As long as I got two hands, a mouth, strings, and a melody.
Live on All Independent Radio, webcasting from NEIA campus, giving you the best college radio.
I must have been losing my mind. Well, my fat fellow, did you sleep well?
and the toes have completely devoured the dust, as you will see.
Who's he think he's talking to? I'll take advantage of the man's delirium. Pretend to be a supernatural agent.
I hear a voice. Am I mad? Or has unjust retribution caught me?
Yes, Mr. Hooper. There is indeed a voice. The trumpet of the archangel at the end of time. Would sound no difference.
Ah, come on.
Silence! Damn it.
Hey, angels don't swear.
Are you married, Mr. Hooper?
Yes, to horror. She has claws everywhere. It's impossible to know which way to get at her.
You must get at her by gentleness, Sire Hooper, and you'll soon find she's at least the equal of Venus. Salmon
face. Yes, she does have a salmon face.
I'm sorry. The sun is rising. You are not listening to me. Your wife is adorable. She hasn't a single fault.
You're not listening. There's not a fault she doesn't have.
She's not unfaithful to you.
No one would have her.
She doesn't drink.
Not since I hid the key to the wine cellar.
She doesn't steal your gold.
Really? How strange.
She doesn't embezzle as much as a cent.
No doubt the reason our noble and unfortunate financial horse went months without food and had to be dragged by the bridle across the Ukraine. Poor beast. He died with his shoes on.
Your wife is a paragon. And you are a monster. You killed Venceslas.
That's not my fault. She promised me a big sombrero.
You promised Captain Altura, the dukedom, but you had him killed.
Better me to rule than him.
And now it's neither one of us. It doesn't make much difference.
Take his murder off my account.
You unprincipled ape.
You're a flat-faced thug.
What's your step, Ubu?
Oh, I forgot who I was talking to. No, I didn't say that.
There's one way to attain forgiveness.
I'm quite disposed to become a holy man, or bishop, or such like. If I can get my name on the calendar, and a big sombrero is involved.
You must forgive me, Ubu, for snitching a very small and insignificant sum of money.
I shall pardon her after she's had a good meal and resurrected my financial horse.
Party about that horse. Oh no, the sun has risen. Shizzer.
You're swearing again. By my green candle, the scales have fallen from my eyes. It's Mare Umu, her fat self.
No, it's not.
You pirate hooker.
I'm going to excommunicate you.
I can see it's you, Lady Gross Boobs. What the hell are you doing here?
bugalus and the sailors chased me away.
The Russians chased me away.
Tell me about your campaign there, Rubu.
In spite of my incontestable gallantry, everybody beat up on me.
Even the Poles?
They screamed, long live Bugalas.
Then they killed my financial ass.
Yes, yes, I couldn't care less. Never killed for a goddamn crutch.
Yes, yes, I couldn't care less. You know they killed my general.
Oh, yes, yes, I couldn't care less. You know that they...
What of the finance?
It is lost.
Merubu, you are a card. But now you must suffer the ultimate torture. Kneel before me. Twisting of the nose, pulling out the hair, penetration of the little wooden stick, extraction of the brain through the fingernails, not to mention the opening of the bladderine. How does that grab you, Honeykins?
Merci, Mr. Ubu.
Are you into new media? Do you like art and technology? Then the New England Institute of Arts Bachelor of Science in Web Design and Interactive Media is for you. Students in the program work in multimedia labs to create interactive CD-ROMs and websites, 2D and 3D imagery, motion graphics, sound design, and non-linear digital video editing. Graduates leave the program ready for exciting careers as web developers, flash developers, game developers, and interactive designers. For more information, go to artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
Bored? Just listen to the air.
You know how many people have been, like, waiting for this moment in time?
And it's just crazy.
All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
Konnichiwa, everybody. It's Sunday, January 24th. You're listening to Radio Obsession, a weekly music show, mainly music, that you can hear on All Independent Radio, webcasting from NEIALive.com, Sundays 10 to noon. I'm your host, Sarah, and I will be here for a little over half an hour to bring you some more music. Now, last week, I said I would have chosen a new feature Desert Island album that I would share with you. We finished up the Damned's Machine Gun Etiquette, which is my first choice desert album pick record, because if I could only have one record, that one would be a great choice. But we played one by one, we played all the songs on that, and now I'm thinking of something else, and I was, oh boy, Joy Division was right up there, of course, but I thought, ooh, that might be a little bit cliche, so, not to say that Joy Division doesn't deserve all the love and appreciation in the world, but we'll see. Next week, I hope to have something prepared for you all. If you have any suggestions, you can email me at radioobsession@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. We started out the last group of songs that you were listening to with Giant Sand. And we heard a song called Stuck from their 1992 record, Center of the Universe. Now, Giant Sand has been touring. They're still active, even though they've been around for decades at this point. And I guess they spent a good chunk of the year last year touring around in Europe and all over the place. And they have a documentary coming out. Howie Gelb is the creative person behind Giant Sand. And they're coming out with a documentary and CD combo package that is called Snow Angel Winging It. It's a music documentary, coincidentally made by a woman, Maria Machnaz. Ooh, I murdered that name. Who did a movie about PJ Harvey, who we heard earlier in the program. PJ Harvey on Tour, Please Leave Quietly in 2006. But the record with the Giant Sand, Howie Gelb people, is Snow Angel Winging It, and it's about Howie Gelb and his band touring with a gospel group, Voice of Praise Gospel Choir, and what that was all about in the UK and Spain and Canada over a couple of years. So that sounds kind of interesting. I would check it out. I bet the music is fantastic. And we heard Curtis Harvey, who is a extremely talented musician, originally from Ohio, but lives in New York, outside of New York, not in New York City, but in New York State, up the river from New York, from the Big Apple. And he's got a new CD out called Box of Stones on Fat Cat Records. It's a beautiful record. Lovely music and poignant lyrics. So I advise you to go check him out on his MySpace page, Curtis Harvey. And you can hear some of those songs from his record. And perhaps you could even... Oh, I won't be doing commercials here on this station, but it's a good CD. That's all I'm going to say. Just came out last couple of months, and we heard a song called Borrowed Time. And the last thing we heard was Pere Ubu from an album called Long Live Pere Ubu, which is studio versions of songs that were performed in a creation called Bring Me the Head of Ubu Rua, which, for those of you who may know, Pere Ubu, legendary avant-garde band from Cleveland, who they started out in the 70s, you know, pre-punk, art, rock, and they've been around for a long time, but Pere Ubu is really from a character from an Alfred Jarry play, French playwright, sort of absurdist theater. Alfred Jarry, I don't know what I just said, had a work called Ubu Rua, King Ubu the King. And so I think that the performance that David Thomas wrote, the Bring Me the Head of Ubu Rua, was based on Alfred Jarry's work. And that was a pretty great piece. Pretty great, cool thing. This is a very cool CD. Long Live Pere Ubu. Pere Ubu with Sarah Jane Morris, who is Mare Ubu, Mother Ubu. And they are doing, Pere Ubu is going to be doing some tours in the UK. David Thomas lives in London, I guess. He's an expat. And they will be touring in Europe. I believe they're coming to the US too. But I don't have that information. I don't think they have any Boston dates scheduled, but they will be going probably to New York. So just, and maybe California. I don't know. But check them out. If you like Pere Ubu, they might be coming around to your area. And I think that's about enough babbling for now. It's 11:30. You're tuned to All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com. You can listen to us 24/7. And if you'd like to carry us around on your iPod, iPhone, you can find us on iTunes under radio/college radio, All Independent Radio. And we are happy to have you listening. We're going to continue with the strange, long, interesting musical pieces. Something from the Fiery Furnaces. We'll be right back.
clouds dried and cracked. It was common, in fact, the ship had been towed by sea dykes rove. So a soul that collab and sent, I let out a sob, a cry, oh no, it's disaster. The rents of Bay Madagascar.
Great globes to bring back innocence. Sphinx is at the stockade for dolphin. The gods we gave a grip and said, grease my duke. Down by the chimney and out for the fluke.
A Nubian lord in a log red load. Orlungio laughed, begging me a proposal. Straight sail, top mast, astronaut perspective. Down is dried, I'm erected, infected. Locked up with silk strings and taffeta tripped. With nails out of driftwood already I'm sicked. And I spy out the glass or whatever missteps me. In the press gang worn sign sword with Pepsi.
Course it wasn't long till I caught the crew. Dawdling on the drizzle deck, my majesty's sloop. If only the helmsman turned from his whip step. With my azimuth compass, I'll go by the graph. Up to the wind of King Gilbert's sound. Then back the hull when we come around. 100 seals and 2 polar bears, nearly in the harbor without any cares. But then
a luby, a lord, and a loggerhead loser. A lungio laughed back at me a proposal. Straight sail, top mast, astronaut perspective. Down is dried up, erected, infected. Mocked up with silk strings and taffeta tricked. With nails out of driftwood already I'm sicked. Now spy out the glass or whatever missteps me. In the press gang worn sign sword with Pepsi.
Trestle trees, no pitch, tar or nails. For sure. gods break, no rope we trust, only one shift of sails. Drink my rose, a soul is struck suddenly a hole. Yield ourselves, we spoon my sinew stiff, my eyes were dull. As we pass the equinoctial, five of us could spend. While the captain without sheets attacked by all of us was land. And on the 11th day of June ran into Bear in the land.
Trying to remember what it was you heard on the radio once, or you thought you heard, or you thought somebody heard, and you don't know what it was, you need another Bad Mouse and Flashback. Yes, if you're still not quite sure what it was or when it was or why you were listening to it, well, maybe you can find out now by joining us for Bad Acid Flashback. Every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock here on All Independent Radio. I'm Larry Miller, and it's groovy, man.
You'll listen to nothing but the best variety here only on All Independent Radio, brought to you by the New England Institute of Art. We're webcasting to the world.
Do you have passion? Do you have drive? Prove it. Show us the work you're proud of in the first school-wide Emmy Awards here at the New England Institute of Art. Students from every major are being challenged to submit their work. The work you submit will be in competition with the work of your peers from around the school. Your abilities will be tested and critiqued. Do you have what it takes to win? If you do, your work will be displayed during the Emmy Awards show on April 8th in front of a live audience at the Coolidge Corner Theater. This year, things are bigger than ever with more awards and more guests. It's going to be a night to remember. All students are invited to submit their work at www.amyawards.com. All rules and regulations can be found on the website. Can you take home the prize? The 2010 New England Institute of Arts School-Wide Emmy Awards. Find your animus.
You'll hear No Static on NEIALive.com. Webcasting to the world in digital clarity from the New England Institute of Art.
My favorite band from Sweden, the soundtrack of our lives, with a song called Transcendental Suicide from their Origin Volume 1 record. They're coming to the U.S. pretty soon on tour. I'm excited, except for the fact that they haven't added a Boston date to the tour. I know they're playing in February down at Irving Plaza in New York, which is pretty close. And might be fun to take a road trip. But, if you're listening, guys, please come to Boston. I would love to see you again. All right, we are coming down to the end of Radio Obsession, a music show you can listen to Sundays 10 to noon on All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world from neialive.com, and also available on iTunes under Radio Obsession. /collegeradio/allindependentradio. So I hope you will listen and keep listening to the station. We are just trying to get our spring winter schedule together, so it's slowly coming into being. One of the shows I know that's going to be on, you may have heard a little promo for a minute ago, Larry Miller's Bad Acid Flashback, Mondays 1 to 3. He will be rocking out with cool 60s psychedelia, underground, FM, progressive rock, freeform stuff, which is his expertise, one of his areas of expertise. And I kind of feel bad because he always plays Indian music in his bed music. So, sorry, Larry. But we've been listening to Ustad Ali Akbar Khan in the background while I've been blabbing at you. And it's just a record with a couple of ragas on each side. Really good stuff. In the last set, we started out with a rather long and interesting piece from the Fiery Furnaces, from the Blueberry Boat concept album, I guess. Seems like a concept. The songs all seem to be somewhat connected, although I'd have to study it to make all the real connections. And that's too hard. So I'll just listen instead without really thinking that much. We heard Key Kerr. Key being Q-U-A-Y. The Chemical Brothers did Under the Influence, and of course we finished up with the soundtrack of our lives. And last week, I need to make an apology because I'm embarrassed, but I dissed Detroit Rock City badly. Because I was playing Looking at You, which is a song by a cover of the song Looking at You by The Damned from my Desert Island Pick album, Machine Gun Etiquette, blah, blah, blah. I was blah, blah, blahing about it last week and talking about how they covered the MC5's Looking at You. It's a great song, blah, blah, blah. And I was saying that MC5 were from England and duh, they're from Detroit. Duh. They're like one of the most famous bands from Detroit. Kick Out the Jams being their giant hit, but they were like a headbanging, heavy metal, fast, innovative band out in the 60s, 70s, early 70s, with that really hard-driving Detroit rock sound. And as an apology, we're going to finish up the show with another Detroit rocker, Iggy Pop. Iggy and the Stooges, and we're going to hear a little Shake Appeal as an apology to Detroit and anybody who was offended by my stupid talking ahead of my brain. So have a great week. I will be back again next Sunday to bring you more music and who knows what. So sayonara, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir. And all that good stuff. Have a great week. And keep on listening to All Independent Radio for more fabulous tunes.
Move on fast on me. Shake, gonna be you. Move so fast. All right, stop. Recycle and listen. Get a bin to put your cans in. Bottles and plastic and paper. Recycle now and make the planet safer. If there is a problem, we can solve it. Recycle daily and keep your world evolving.
A community reminder brought to you from All Independent Radio and the Mass Recycling Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com.
Freak out in the moon.